anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorit is your guy. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorit. Anything and everything with Dorit is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorit.
You are listening to Anything and Everything with Dorit podcast. This episode is brought to you by McNeese Construction. Hello, everyone. Last time we talked about Genesis 1, the creation. Today we're going to do Genesis 6 through 9 about Noah's Ark, the fall and the great flood, which was written by Moses. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on the earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to all the people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in it, and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build the ark. The ark is to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. Make a roof for it, leaving below the roof an opening 1 cubit high all around. Put a door in the side of the ark and make lower, middle, and upper decks. I am going to bring flood waters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has the breath of life in it. Everything on earth will perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark. You and your sons, and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark 2 of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. 2 of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten, stored away as food for you and for them. Noah did everything just as God commanded him. The Lord then said to Noah, go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Take with you 7 pairs of every kind of clean animal, a male and a female, and 1 pair of every kind of unclean animal, a male and a female, and also 7 pairs of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep their various kinds alive throughout the earth. 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made. And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters came to the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife's sons entered the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Pairs of clean and unclean animals, of birds, and of all creatures that move along the ground, male and female, came to Noah and entered the ark, just as God had commanded Noah. And after the 7 days, the flood waters came on the earth. And in the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the 2nd month, on that day, all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened. And rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On that very day, Noah and his sons Shem, Ham, and Japheth, together with his wife and the wives of his 3 sons, entered the ark. They had with them every wild animal according to its kind, all livestock according to their kinds, every creature that moves along the ground, every bird according to its kind, everything with wings. Pairs of all creatures that have breath of life in them came to Noah and entered the ark. The animals going in were male and female of every living thing, as God had commanded Noah. Then the Lord shut him in. For 40 days the flood kept coming on the earth, and as the waters increased, they lifted the ark high above the earth. The waters rose and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water. They rose greatly on the earth, and all the high mountains under the entire heavens were covered. The waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth of more than 15 cubits. Every living thing that moved on land perished. Birds, livestock, wild animals, all the creatures that swarm over the earth, and all mankind. Everything on dry land that had the breath of life in its nostrils died. Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out. People and animals and the creatures that move along the ground and the birds were wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left and those with him in the ark. The waters flooded the earth for 150 days. But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark, and he sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. Now the springs of the deep and the floodgates of the heavens had been closed, and the rain had stopped falling from the sky. The water receded steadily from the earth. At the end of the 150 days, the water had gone down, and on the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. The waters continued to recede until the 10th month. On the 1st day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains became visible. After 40 days, Noah opened a window he had made in the ark and sent out a raven, and it kept flying back and forth until the water had dried up from the earth. Then he sent out a dove to see if the water had receded from the surface of the ground. But the dove could find nowhere to perch because there was water all over the surface of the earth. So it returned to Noah in the ark. He reached out his hand and took the dove and brought it back to himself in the ark. He waited 7 more days again and sent out the dove from the ark. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. Then Noah knew that the water had receded from the earth. He waited 7 more days and sent the dove out again, but this time it did not return to him. By the 1st day of the 1st month of Noah's 601st year, the water had dried up from the earth. Noah then removed the covering from the ark and saw that the surface on the ground was dry. By the 27th day of the 2nd month, the earth was completely dry. Then God said to Noah, "Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that is with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground, so they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number in it." So Noah came out, together with his sons and his wife and his sons' wives, all the animals and all the creatures that move along the ground and all the birds, everything that moves on land, came out of the ark, one kind after another. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of humans. Even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood, and never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." Then God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. The fear and dread of you will fall on all the beasts of the earth and on all the birds in the sky, on every creature that moves along the ground, and on all the fish in the sea. They are given into your hands. Everything that lives and moves about will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything. But you must not eat meat that has its lifeblood still in it. And for your lifeblood, I will surely demand an accounting. I will demand an accounting from every animal. And from each human being, too, I will demand an accounting for the life of another human being. Whoever sheds human blood by humans shall their blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made mankind. As for you, be fruitful and increase in number. Multiply on the earth and increase upon it. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, I now establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth, I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is a sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and a rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on earth. There are two messages I noticed in the story of Noah's Ark. God's judgment of sin and his good news of deliverance and salvation to those who trust in him. God's purpose in the flood was not to destroy people, but to destroy wickedness and sin. Before God decided to wipe out the people from the face of the earth, he first warned Noah, making a covenant to save Noah and his family. Noah also preached a message of repentance. With the coming judgment, God provided plenty of time and a way of escape for those who would look to him in faith. But the violent generation ignored Noah's message. Noah's story serves as an example of righteous living and enduring faith in the face of completely immoral and faithless times. So let's reflect. Noah was righteous and blameless, but he was not sinless. Noah, however, did not behave as the other wicked people of his day, but rather walked with God. Noah pleased God and found favor because he loved and obeyed God with all his heart. As a result, Noah's life was an example to his entire generation. Although everyone around him followed the evil in their hearts, Noah followed God. Here are a few notes you might like about Noah's Ark. The Bible mentions that the Ark was built from gopher wood. Many scholars believe that the wood was cypress, but no one is really sure. The ark was exactly 6 times longer than it was wide, which is the same ratio used by modern shipbuilders today. In our measurements, the ark was to be 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. With more detail in Genesis chapter 7, verses 2 to 3, God instructed Noah to take 7 pairs of every kind of clean animal and 2 of every kind of unclean animal. Bible scholars have calculated that approximately to be about 45,000 animals that might have been on the ark with Noah. The Bible also speaks of every living thing with nostrils died. Fish don't breathe through nostrils, so the fish that were already in the water survived. We should remember to ask God for his protection every morning and thank him for it whenever we realize that he has provided it during the day and again at the end of every night. This will make all of our tasks so much easier. But it's also important to remember that Noah still had to build the ark. God didn't build it for him. God is able to protect us from harm, but we have to do the work. This is how great God's protection can be. That's how Noah survived a huge, enormous flood that killed the biggest animals out there, the elephants and giraffes. Yet the flood couldn't hurt Noah or his family or any of the animals that he took on the ark. God promised to protect Noah, and he did. And God can protect us too. Here's a prayer that we can use from this lesson. Dear Lord, help us this week to remember how well you protected Noah and how well you can protect us. Put it in our hearts to ask for your help every morning and reflect on how you helped us every night. Amen. Now here's a sweet song from the Saddleback Kids that we can sing about Noah's Ark. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
So much and I'll show you by putting a rainbow in the sky.
Oh,
that's our show. Thanks for listening. And until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. God bless. For comments or questions, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on Twitter at Dorisi and our Facebook pages at Yappy Studio or Louisiana Entertainment Association. Anything and Everything with Doris is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out every week. So come on back and feel free to add us to your favorite RSS feed, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Pod, and our favorite, Podbean. All links are found in our show notes below.